Thursday evening, Ode 8.
The godly servants ridiculed the monument of ungodly wickedness, but the unlawful council rages now and meditates on vain things against the Lord's anointed, and plots to put to death the one who holds life in his hand. All creation blesses him and glorifies him unto the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. Shake off the sleep now from your eyelids. You said to the disciples, O Christ, stay awake, watch and pray, that you may not fall into temptation, especially Simon. For the strong are tested harder, know me, O Peter, and that all creation blesses me and glorifies me unto the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. Never, said Peter, will I let any profane word slip from my lips, O Lord. As one grateful, I am ready to die with you, even if the others all deny you. It was not flesh and blood, but your Father who revealed you to me. All creation blesses you and glorifies you unto the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. You have not fathomed all the depth of divine wisdom and knowledge, nor comprehended the abyss of my judgment, O man. The Lord said to Peter, since you are flesh, do not boast, for you will three times deny me, whom all creation blesses and glorifies unto the ages. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. Simon, you protest, but you will soon accept what I have said. When the servant girl approaches, she in no time will frighten you. The Lord said to Peter, but after bitter weeping, you will find me very merciful, whom all creation blesses and glorifies unto the ages. We praise and we bless and we worship the Lord. The ungodly servants ridicule the monument of ungodly wickedness, but the unlawful council rages now and meditates on vain things against the Lord's anointed, and plots to put to death the one who holds life in his hand. All creation blesses him and glorifies him unto the ages.